Let's talk about what we're doing to white people.
This video has gone super viral, and I'm sure there's a reason why. So let's talk about it. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. We want more people to hear the message that I'm putting out on this channel. Today, we're going to react to a mega viral video by Charlie Chan. This got 3.8 million views titled, "What Are We Doing to White People?" You guys have been requesting that I react to this. I have not seen it yet, so this is going to be a completely just blind reaction to what he says in this video. Let's hear it.
There's been something going on for a while now that we're being told not to notice. More to the point, that we're asking white people not only to ignore, but to accept the rising tide of racial hatred against white people. In the past decade, there has been a noticeable cultural shift in what constitutes acceptable speech as it relates to white people. Back when I was a kid, in the early 2000s, the mainstream American culture preached about respecting each other's differences and not seeing color. Nowadays, we say that not seeing color is racism, that you must see color. But the more I see how things are unfolding, the more I'm convinced that this is wrong. Back then, saying something offhanded about white people were seen as not appropriate, just as it would be to say something offhanded about people of any other race. But that soon gave way to our current times, in which there exists virtually no limit to what racial minorities can and do say about white people.
This is a realization that I went through a while back too, and you guys know this from my story of realizing, oh, maybe leftism and wokeism is not for me, that you really can say or do anything to a white person without repercussion, and they have certainly fallen below on the hierarchy as far as being concerned about racial hatred or bigotry. You can direct all of your racial hatred and bigotry towards white people, and virtually nothing will be done about it. And he talks about this idea of race neutrality versus seeing race all the time. The colorblind future is, I think, what we should be moving towards, because your race says nothing about you. It says nothing about how good of a person you are, how bad of a person you are, your morals, your values, anything. It says nothing about you as a person. Yet we are now pushing this idea that we have to talk about race and that it must constantly be a part of our conversations. And I just reject that. I think neutrality is going to be the future, where we say race has nothing to do with who you are or what you are, and we can look beyond that.
I believe this is the natural outgrowth of a perverse ideology that teaches us that everything, every societal ill, is the fault of white people, and that whatever prejudice acts we may inflict upon them does not constitute discrimination because we don't have the power to discriminate. And alarmingly, this is particularly pronounced in the younger generation. But is it true? Do we not have the power to discriminate? Well, let's see. First, let's take a look at the racial hatred at the interpersonal level. In today's society, it has become somewhat fashionable to think things and say things about and to white people that would not be acceptable if it was said about any other race. And we're being taught that this double standard is not wrong, that it is rather a form of empowerment. They'll attribute negative experiences that they've had with white people to their whiteness. You had an argument in line at the grocery store with a white person? They were acting entitled because they were white. A white driver cut you off while you were driving? They need to check their white privilege. Your actions, your conduct, and your existence, in other words, boil down to your whiteness. And ashamedly, at one point in time, this was how I used to think as well. And beyond the people in my circle, I noticed that many people of color have this sort of blasé attitude. An attitude most particularly pronounced when there are no other white people around. Things are being said not just behind closed doors, but out in the open. Not just between close friends, but between complete strangers. So here's the thing. This is something that I've experienced countless times, so I know that there are other people who are experiencing it too. I know it must resonate with at least some of you. The difficulty here is that no matter how many anecdotes I share, they are just that, anecdotes. And people who refuse to believe that this is happening will just chalk it up to my experiences being a fluke. Or worse yet, they'll say I'm lying. So I've compiled some TikTok videos. I want you to take a look at the things that are being said about white people, especially by the younger generation, the kind of statements people wouldn't dare say about people of any other race.
It's funny because, you know, if you want to find examples of this sort of stuff, TikTok is probably the best place to go. I mean, it's a cesspool for racial hatred against white people. We just reacted to TikTok haters on this channel, so you guys can go and check out that video. But a lot of it is just racial hatred being spewed at other people. And white people in particular are bearing the brunt of it. As I said before, if you want to throw racial hatred at somebody, white person is the one to pick because nobody will do anything about it. And it comes from this idea that because maybe white people were favored in history or there was racial bias in history towards people of color, we reconcile that and make up for it by racially discriminating against white people in the present. And to me, that's not the answer. The answer is, again, race neutrality. If you are anti-racism, if you are anti-segregation, then stop perpetuating it.
Take a look at what is stunningly in vogue in today's society and ask yourselves, where does this lead to years down the line?
You have a token white and you're hanging out with your friend group of color, you need to ask permission from everybody in the group to bring your white friend. Like, don't just bring them. I might not be in the mood to deal with white shenanigans that day.
Dude, imagine saying, you know, if you have your token black friend of the group, you need to ask all the other white people in your group if it's okay to bring that black friend because they might not be up for these black shenanigans. Wow.
That's all I'm saying. And another thing, it feeds into their ego. Like, don't let them think they're a good white person.
Accomplices ask, how can they support Black and Indigenous people of color? And sometimes I really don't know what to say, but here's one easy way. Just don't have babies.
About white American culture, being grounded is a punishment to them. That's what they call punishment. The least grounded, least balanced, most destructive race considers being grounded a punishment. They also say really violent phrases. Like, they say things like, kill two birds with one stone. Why do we have to kill the birds? Why is everything so violent?
It's almost gosh.
One's language and phrases reflects one's nature.
I'm losing IQ points.
So that new Jeffrey Dahmer movie on Netflix is the perfect example of the sensationalization of white violence. People have a much easier time sympathizing with white criminals than they do with black victims. And people think these shows are harmless, but they actually contribute to a much bigger issue. It contributes to the viewpoint that white people are less violent than everyone else, and white violence is something to be consumed in media, and that's it.
What is with Caucasian people and like their inability to like read a room? Like, y'all act like you don't understand because y'all be the first ones during a conversation about the Holocaust to get so mad when black people be like, you do realize that the original Jewish people were black, right? White people do not need to explain to anybody about us all bleeding red because, baby, you all are the people that need to learn that lesson. Clearly, history shows that you all are the people that like to pillage and eradicate, enslave and oppress.
Oh, gosh. Tell me you don't know anything about history without telling me you don't know anything about history. And it's so interesting that she's saying white people need to learn the message that we all bleed red while being blatantly racist in this entire video. Oh my gosh.
To suppress greatness because you all simply don't have it,
right? Here go y'all goblins who don't even live in the city, which, by the way, the Q-tip people are the last ones to ever talk about somebody stealing anything. Y'all wouldn't be in this country had it not been for y'all stealing it. Well, y'all are more focused on people looting and trying to get necessities and things. And yes, a TV is a necessity thing. But you feel like you're better than because people are out here stealing and you would know. First of all, if you are a male monster, that is how your ancestors got everything from stealing. People are.
And that's a behavior that's very common among white women. You may have not intended that, but there are many white women who act exactly like you.
If you can find it in your heart this holiday season to donate to the discriminated white fund, you'd be helping millions.
Nothing says high protein like cicadas and cheese. Make sure you...
And nothing says caucasity like that right there.
What caucasity looks like. Roaming Asian grocery stores like it's an amusement park.
You know, there's so many examples in this video, And you could probably put together a compilation that just goes on for days of people saying stuff like this. This is just the tip of the iceberg as far as anti-white racism. Oh, anti-white racism, you know, people hate to hear that, right? And they'll say there's no such thing as being racist towards a white person because they hold all the power, they hold all the privilege. Do y'all need more examples? Because this is pretty hefty. This is pretty hefty, and this could go on for days.
We're both white women. We are inherently a danger in spaces for Black, Indigenous, and other people of color simply by existing.
It's white cis men who are a part of the far right-winged ideology of fascism. That is a true threat and the terrorism to this country.
What does this sound like to y'all? Does it sound a little genocidal? Because it does to me when you're saying that people are a danger simply by being born, by existing. They're dangerous to BIPOC, Indigenous, whatever you want to say. Then what's the remedy? If you are a danger simply by existing, not by being a bad person, being a racist person, being a bigot, but simply by being born white, how do you solve a problem of people existing? Just a question.
POCs stand in the street and scream at the top of their lungs, I hate all white people. I want all white people to go die. Die, white devil, you cracker bitch.
What did I say? I said genocide? And then this video says BIPOC saying that all white people need to unalive is not racism. Do you see, you know, do you see the slippery slope that you exist on if you allow this rhetoric to continue without calling people out, without saying that it's wrong? You get ideas like this, that white people needing to die is not a racist statement. I don't have words. I don't have words.
That's still not racism.
You can't be racist to white people. It's impossible. The system is not set up that way.
You can insult white people. But it is not racism.
Me calling a white person a tub of mayonnaise and like a flower looking ass, it's not, that's not racism.
You went all the way to Africa to physically take Black people from their homes, shove them in on boats where a lot of them got diseases and died, told them where they could sit on a bus, told them which schools they could go to, which water fountains they could use, which bathrooms they could use, and that's sugarcoating it. Those are just terms. I'm not even describing all the disgusting things that happened, and they don't even want revenge. They are letting you guys skate by asking for equal rights. That's it. And you're still saying no?
Never mind the millennial Zoom, but okay, so let's break down a few of the things I said here. You can't be racist towards white people because racism is a system. False. We've talked about this many times on the show. Racism is not a system. It's simply thinking that a race is inferior or superior simply by just having that prejudice and that discriminatory mindset. So yes, you can be racist towards white people. It has nothing to do with powers and systems. And even if it did, Black people, people of color, Asians, whatever, have lots of power and lots of privilege. Really by just living in America, but also by being afforded preferential treatment in all of our institutions, although Asians are not really getting the fair end of that treatment there. It's mainly Black and Hispanic people. But I digress. There's plenty of power and privilege to be held by African Americans, Hispanic people, Native Americans in this country. So let's go ahead and set that aside. Now, she says that white people did all of this stuff in history, and now all that we're asking for is equal rights. I mean, all of these videos would say differently. All of the preferential treatment, the affirmative action, the Black-owned categories, all of this different stuff would say something different. The riots in the streets would say something different. Now, that's not all Black people or all leftist activists, but it is quite a few of them who believe that. There are many who believe that white people are inherently racist, and there seems to be this inability with people who think like this to separate history from the present day. The white people who are living right now, for the most part, were not the ones who were contributing to Jim Crow. They were not the ones who were holding back the civil rights of Black people. They certainly were not the ones who were enslaving Black people. So why is it that you feel the need to punish white people in the present day for things that were done in the past? It does not make sense. Do you know the countries that punish people for the things that their ancestors did? North Korea, the Soviet Union back in its heyday, China, in the CCP. Is that really who you want to be in line with? Does it really make sense to punish people who are living in the present for things that were done in the past, not even to mention that many of the white people living right now do not have ancestors that in any way contributed to discrimination and racism. It just makes absolutely no sense.
They are not as angry as they should be. Y'all are getting off easy and you're still saying no?
You.
Some people look at that and chalk it up to the grumblings of the powerless. That's the idea, right? That when you have a power disparity, the less powerful sort of has this general society given leeway to complain about the more powerful. The villagers complaining about their king doesn't have the same ring as the king making snide and crude comments about the villagers. But that's not what's going on here. Because although certain segments of our society refuse to believe this, even as evidence mount before our very eyes, in one side of the political aisle, people of color actually have greater power than white people. That is the truth that is not being acknowledged by the people that need to hear it, because this gets in the way of them wielding that power in the way they want, malignantly. I've heard from somewhere that politics is downstream of culture, and I think that is certainly correct. We have a mainstream culture that tells us it's okay to hold prejudice and hateful view of white people, and our politics is then infused with this energy, and we see active, overt, and on-the-books racial discrimination of white people that those who are perpetuating this hatred is refusing to see as discrimination. They'll say, no, 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 this is remediation. These are the same people who are making tenuous arguments that some of our race-neutral laws discriminate against people of color. And this is certainly evidence that in one side of the political aisle, people of color have more power than white people. Because if we didn't have the power, we wouldn't be able to put into place practices and policies that does this. That's what power is. Things like Minneapolis local government agreeing to a contract with the teachers union that says white teachers must be fired first. New York City's government enacting a policy of having white seniors go to the back of the line on life-saving COVID treatment. A college professor that says white people should be killed and facing no repercussions. Cornell University banning white people from rock climbing lessons. One of many, many, many instances of liberal colleges doing the utmost.
I love that he just has the receipts for all of this. And it should be mentioned that the reason that all of those people are able to make the TikToks that they make and post them publicly with blatant racism is because they have power and because they have privilege. You will not see a white person do the same about any other race. I don't know, aside from what Nick Fuentes, who nobody likes. You will not see a white person do the same because they do not have the power or the privilege to be able to do those things. And most of them don't want to exercise that power or privilege because they're not racist. They're not bigots. These are not the ideas that they hold in their brains. But all of these people are very, very comfortable espousing their racism.
To exclude and ostracize white students. BIPOC-only events equal no whites, but they don't have the guts to say that, even though that is what that is. That's what makes us different than the mere grumblings of the common villager. The villagers have surrounded the palace, demanding Marie Antoinette's head. The power dynamics have shifted. That is a fact. Progressive media outlets do not cover these stories. Some people out there have no idea that this is going on. But worse, some others out there know, but agree with what's going on. And for those people to convince themselves that this is not racial discrimination, they play mind tricks and word games. Yep. They use phrases and talking points like punching up. You can't be racist to white people. You can't oppress the oppressor, meaning I'm acting oppressively, but I've designated you as the oppressor, so everything goes. Or Abram X. Kendi's infamous words, the only way to remedy past discrimination is current discrimination. Or when people say things like, what we're doing to white people is not racism because racism is prejudice plus power and we don't have the power. They use all this mind-bending apparatus to delude themselves into believing what they're doing faces no moral quandary.
Absolutely. So they've safeguarded their own racist opinions. And you know what this leads to? Moral atrocities. That's what it leads to. When you feed into this delusion that you cannot be racist and you cannot be discriminatory, even though you are doing racist and discriminatory things, guess what? The threshold gets higher and higher and higher for what you're able to do and justify with your own word games and your mind games that you're playing, as Charlie talks about in this video. So let's see how far this goes if nobody calls it out. And luckily, he's doing this, and this has been a really great video so far. And there's a reason it got 3.8 million views, because a lot of people feel this way, but they're not saying it out loud.
But in the back of their minds, perhaps in their subconscious minds, is racial revenge. We experienced it. You experience it too. See how you like it.
And it's funny because when they say we experienced it, most of them have not experienced it. Most of them have lived in a free and equal America, but they feel somehow just deeply related to what their ancestors have gone through, and they feel no need to recognize the progress that we have gone through as a country and as just a civilization at large. No recognition of progress. Always this deep identifying with the struggles of ancestors that they have not experienced themselves. So it really isn't even we experienced it, now you experience it too. It's people in the past who looked like us experience it. Now people who look like the oppressors of the past are going to experience it now.
That people of color are using our newfound power to act this way and then pretend like none of this is going on leads me to believe that we would have done the same thing that white people did, were we to be in their historical position. Because such acts have its roots in human nature, not white people nature. And one can only imagine what might happen in the coming decades when the demographics of the US will have shifted such that white people will no longer constitute the majority, when the younger generation you've just seen have graduated from elite schools and hold positions of power in our institutions, our government, corporations, entertainment, news media, and so forth, how they might, in wielding the levers of society, be able to rationalize, using their adult brain, the hatred that was embedded in their minds during their adolescence.
Rut-row. That's exactly how it happens. Hatred is fueled, and especially in youth, and then the youth grow up, and they take on positions of power, and then they're able to use the hatred that they feel so deep inside to come up with legislation and policy that affects your everyday lives. And you know what Charlie just said there? A lot of people call that what the Great Replacement Theory, and that's a boogeyman that white supremacists are using. Are you going to accuse him of being a white supremacist for calling out what is true? That they will no longer constitute the majority, and that there are minority individuals who have a laundry list of grievances with white people who have done nothing to them that will soon be in positions of power. How do you think that works? What do you think happens in the wake of that? And you know, people laugh when I say, you know, if we continue on this track in 50 years, there's going to be a civil rights movement for white people. I stand by that statement. If something is not done to alleviate the division that we're feeling right now and educate people on why they should not have so much hatred for white people in our current world, the cycle will continue.
What we're seeing is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
To the white people who are watching, I just want to say, you are not an oppressor for refusing to accept an ideology that teaches people to hate you, that teaches you that you are inherently bad, that your children are inherently bad, that you are inherently racist no matter what you do or how you think, that you need to repent by taking affirmative steps in your life to redress harms that your ancestors may have done, or the racist actions of other white people. In fact, you are not an oppressor, period. You did not choose to be born white, just like any of us did not choose to be born in our race. And to ask of you, at the individual level, for example, to give your life in service of people of color, to be used as physical barriers at protests, to give away your house to black people instead of your children, all actual things that have been publicly demanded of white people, to ask this of you is morally reprehensible collective punishment. You are not under any obligation to carry yourself in any sort of way that others demand of you just because of the color of your skin. This, you need to do this and you need to do that because you benefit from privilege thing is bogus. It is just a way for people harboring racial animus to attack you, to say that the accomplishments you've achieved in your life isn't yours, and to silence you. It is not you. It is this ideology that is wrong and perverse. It is one cloaked in a shroud of pseudo-justice and self-righteousness, all the while excreting toxic fumes of racial hatred.
Mm.
It blames all white people for the actions of their ancestors, something you have no control over, while absolving black people of personal responsibility for their own individual actions by holding that if black people commit acts of harm, for example, towards another community, that's a fault of white supremacy. White people are controlling them like puppets on a string. It's a backwards, transgressive ideology. If you don't harbor any hate in your heart but want to fight it as a matter of principle, this does not make you racist or bigoted.
I can't imagine how many people need to hear this, and I hope out of the 3.8 million people that watched it, it really landed on the core audience that needs to hear it. And it is people, and particularly white people, that are consumed with this idea of white guilt or needing to reconcile the acts of their ancestors. I hope it landed on those ears in particular, because there are so many who are subservient to this belief that they need to do something about what was done in the past, and that they need to give away whatever power and privileges they have to other people because of what their possible ancestors did. At this point, not even their ancestors, just because they look white, so I hope it landed on those ears.
If you refuse to accept their premise in your head, but are too afraid to voice your opinion, you're neither a coward nor a bad person. If you're of a liberal bent, but there's a small corner of your brain telling you as you're watching this video that perhaps some of this is wrong, listen to your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you think, oh, I agree with most of what the progressive left teaches about racial justice, but just not with some of this disagreeable stuff, only at the extremes. I'm here to tell you that the rot starts at the core. This racial hatred of white people is a natural outgrowth, part and parcel of an ideology that attempts to indoctrinate us into believing that there is current systemic oppression going on, that all racial disparities we see today is the sole result of oppression by white people, when there are other more plausible explanations to be had that these same people are silencing as impermissible hate speech. They're telling you, shut up, you'll take it, and you'll like it. But contrary to what they're saying, you don't have to take that. You can believe that the things that have been done in the past were morally wrong, as well you should, all the while believing that what is currently going on is also wrong, that we're going backwards, that this is history rhyming with itself. The table is turning in an eye for an eye manner. As the great Mahatma Gandhi once said, an eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind. But those driven by hatred would sooner gouge everyone's eyes out than realize that true victory for people of color would have been having history record that when the power dynamics shifted, we treated white people with the kindness that their forefathers may not have shown our forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it will say when we gained the power, we turned around and started doing some of the same stuff to white people. Segregation. Social ostracization. Hatred sanctioned by government and law.
That is a very just profound point, that you have the power right now to do something great and do something that societies before us were not capable of doing. And that is just even the playing field, let it be, move forward with neutrality and treat everybody with kindness and respect. But people are choosing not to do that. They are choosing, in fact, to do the very same things that they're criticizing. Much like Ibram X. Kendi said, and that we talked about in this video, that we fix past discrimination with current discrimination. When you hear it said out loud like that, for me, it goes, wow, there's no way that that is right. There's no way that that is the way that we are going to move forward as a progressive society. There's just no way. But people are, I don't know, feel enlightened by the idea of just retribution and carrying on what has always been done. And that is really, really unfortunate. This video is a great synopsis of what's happening right now.
And we're doing all of this while pretending like we're doing something valiant.
Yep.
We've missed our bus, but that doesn't mean that there can't be a course correction. So, to some people of color watching who are engaging in this sort of hatred, whether or not you're acutely aware, the same people that act like white people as a collective are not people, but rather some pernicious alien force that has come to invade the earth. With this video, I implore you to ask yourself, what are we doing to white people? As some people love to say, do better.
I love that ending on do better, because that's so often what they say in response to videos like this. Do better. You need to discriminate. Do better. Be racist. Do better. Fantastic. I there's a reason this video got the views that it got. I think this was a fantastic 16-minute synopsis of what's happening right now to white people. And what I think is unfortunate, and I guess I should note, is that it often takes somebody who is of minority status to be able to say these things out loud and be received in this way. And for people to actually be open to this sort of message, it often has to come to from a minority, which is why I think I've grown in popularity. People like Candace have grown in popularity. Charlie Chan is probably going to take off after this video. If a white person were to make this very same video titled, "What Are We Doing to White People?" I wonder what the reception would be. Sure, a lot of people would feel far more comfortable being blatantly racist in the comments, which just goes to show that what Charlie is talking about in this video is very clear. It's true. It's happening. And we need to do better. Guys, what are your thoughts on this video? Leave a comment down below. Had you seen it before and you've been wanting me to react? Have you just seen it for the first time now? Let me know your thoughts. And please, as always, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And let me know, are there other videos like this on the internet that you want me to react to and hear my response? This one was a good one. It was a doozy. So, here's to more and more people calling out this message and what is in fact happening right now, where we are actively discriminating against people in the name of progress.